Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome. We're so glad you're tuned in today. Mary Pat's with us.
Good afternoon.
And we've got a very special guest. I'm excited to introduce you to Tim Wright. Welcome to the show, Mr. Wright.
Thank you for having me, Julie. Hi, Mary Pat.
Hi, Tim.
Now, Tim is with, yes, you're shaking your head. I know that name. The famous Wright Brothers Band. Yes. You guys are still singing and getting together and doing shows, right?
Yes, we are the band that won't go away. This is our 46th year.
40?
No, we just keep going.
Oh, it's amazing.
We figure, at some point, all great things and good things come to an end. And this has been a pretty good thing for us for, four and a half decades. So,
hey, Mick Jagger's still doing it. Why not, right? That's great.
Got to do something.
Well, now, in between your gigs, obviously, who knew, but you were a writer. And you've just written a book about a very famous basketball team. Now, it's not the one from Milan. It's not the Pacers in Indianapolis. But we're talking about the Valley Boys.
The Valley Boys, that's right. The 1957-58 Springs Valley Blackhawks, the inaugural year that this team was formed, the same team that Larry Bird played on many years later.
Oh.
Yeah, he's from French Lick, and this team was formed when the first consolidation of two high schools in Indiana was French Lick and West Baden in the summer of 1957. And they merged and formed this basketball team with two teams that had been arch rivals for decades.
Oh.
And there had been such an incredible competition between these two towns. Because if you've ever been there, you can't tell when you're driving, out of one place out of West Bay. You'll hit West Baden first, coming out of Paoli, about 10 miles west of Paoli.
All right.
And in the inner French Lick, it's just, it's just really, it's one community there. But at the turn of the century, 20th century, that is, hotels were built, and there was an incredible amount of competition between, to get patrons to come to the valley.
Two communities, West Baden and French Lick, they've always had a rivalry just as communities,
yes,
as well as basketball teams.
Absolutely.
Ah,
and when the Depression came along, by 1934, the West Baden Springs, which has now been refurbished along with the French Lick Springs, of course, their heyday was in the 20s and a little bit before that, and they were sold, both hotels. The Jesuits, the Catholic Order, a priest purchased the West Baden Hotel, and became a college for Jesuit priests coming in from Marquette and Xavier. Well, they had the best ball court in town, these college guys,
yeah,
and the West Baden boys played there all the time against college-age guys. I mean, from junior high on, these guys got really good playing against bigger, taller, stronger players.
Well, you'd have to.
And, yeah, they did. And then when they merged with the French Lick team, there was two players on the French Lick team, and they just formed an unbeatable team that went on to win 25 games in a row.
Oh, my goodness. Unheard of,
yes,
then, probably, right?
It has never happened since down there. I think Christmas Attucks the year before went to the Final Four unbeaten, and maybe Crawfordsville. I can't remember who the
and
other team
what?
Was, or Muncie.
We're going to flash forward to 2018, and I want to salute the Warren Central Warriors, who had an undefeated season in one state just recently. So
that's
I know it's different, but
doesn't happen all the time.
No, it's cool. Yeah,
but it hasn't. I mean, it hasn't happened in Springs Valley since.
Wow.
That's been the only undefeated season they've had, and they went on to the Final Four. And Bobby Plump was there watching them. This was only 4 years after Island, which Hoosiers was based upon.
Sure.
The movie Hoosiers. And only 4 years later, and everybody thought, Springs Valley, here we go, here's another Milan. Well, you're going to have to read the book to see what happened.
Oh, come on now. Is there going to be a movie, too, to come, maybe?
There is a producer in L.A. right now.
Ooh.
Actually, he lives in Studio City, but he's already, he's got the book to several prospective screenplay writers, and he's talking to a couple of folks there in about directing this.
Why not?
Film. So we hope that this happens.
Man, that would be so cool.
Yeah, it would be. It's my retirement plan, actually.
Love it. You boys in the bands, we know you rock and roll.
Yeah, you don't retire. We'll fall
That's
over
what Carl Story told
guitar.
Us too. So. All right, let's talk more about this book. Okay, is the book out? And it's called Valley Boys, right?
It's The Valley Boys.
The Valley Boys.
The story of the 1958 Springs Valley Blackhawks. That's the subtitle. But The Valley Boys is the title. You can get it. Well, you can get it through any outlet like Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But the best way is to go to lulu.com.
Okay.
L-U-L-U, like the name.
That came up first on the search engine, and I didn't know what it was. So,
oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, Lulu. I never heard of it. So you can get books there.
Well, it's a print-to-order company.
Oh, cool.
So I don't have to fulfill the orders myself like I did my first book 10 years ago.
Yes.
And so anyway, it's a great way of, you know, getting the book out there, and anybody could go order it if they wanted to. You know, they show you what's been ordered and how many mm-hmm. books have gone out and all that kind of stuff, you know, on their website. So but the best way is just to go to their, you can go to wtimothywright.com, and there's a link there that's a website about the book. If you can look it up, it'll just say W. Timothy Wright, The Valley Boys, and you can Google that and it'll come up, and you can order from that.
Okay.
But it goes straight to Lulu, which is the most direct, because they're the ones that actually do the fulfilling of the orders.
Okay.
Did you have fun writing it, Tim?
Well, I started it 10 years. I started it in 2007.
Whoa.
And when I ran into the coach, who is now 85.
Oh,
so he was
wow.
75 at that time. And they were doing, the team was, the living players were there, which I think at the time there was a 9 out of the 10.
Oh,
and the coach was there, and I ran into him because the Wright brothers were doing a show down there during the Pumpkin Festival, and I recognized him. And I was in first grade when this all occurred, and I knew this. I recognized this guy. I knew most of the names of those boys that played on that team. They were our heroes. We didn't need Roger Maris or Mickey Mantle or you know, any of those people. We had Frankie Self. We had Marvin Pruitt. We had Bob McCracken. You know, we had Butch Mutchler. You know, these boys' names became they were heroes to everybody in the town of French Lick, West Baden.
Wow.
So, you know, it's about, you know, there's six guys that really, you know, carried the weight of the team, but they all played and they were all very good. And they made quite a, you know, they really changed the culture of French Lick and West Baden because they brought the towns together as nothing else but basketball could, because they, you know, it was like the Hatfields and McCoys with the basketball before this team consolidated, before the schools consolidated and formed this one team. And they really taught the town a lesson. It was like there were a lot of holdouts. There was people that did not want this to happen.
I'm sure.
As a tradition, and there were two teams: the Red French Lick Red Devils and the West Baden Sprudels. Which
what's a Sprudel?
Okay, what's a Sprudel? Well, you have to read the book to find out.
Oh,
no,
it's
German for mineral springs, and
got it. Okay.
A Sprudel is kind of like a gnome that lives in the woods or something, you know, and
okay.
Or some sort of a being, I don't know. Anyway, that was their name, believe it or not. Which I don't know if that incited too much fear in opponents, but they were a good ball team. We're going to play the Sprudels tonight. You know, it just doesn't sound that great.
Well, do you think that this team, the Spring Valley team, back then was a component of why Hoosiers love their basketball so much? What is it about Indiana?
Yeah.
Because it's not like that anywhere else.
Well. You're right. The golden era of what they call now the golden era of high school basketball in Indiana, you know, it was when there was single class basketball. It wasn't broken up into divisions. And
those
David versus Goliath games, those, you know, the small school against the large powerhouse, you know, those were exciting times. And when a small school could come in and take on the bigger schools and win, it was quite an accomplishment. And it always was about the best team, not. And they're still great basketball, you know, don't get me wrong.
Right, no, I know what you mean.
There's been wonderful high school basketball this year and very competitive. And I saw a game down in French Lick, as a matter of fact. I went down to see the Springs Valley Blackhawks play because I did a book signing down there in February.
Oh, cool.
It happened to coincide with the night, and they honored the team, and we gave them all a book and everything,
eight
of the living players. And
wow.
The grandson of one of the players has passed on, showed up in his granddad's.
Oh.
Letter jacket. It was really sweet.
Man.
It was so sweet.
Wow.
But, you know, they had a great team, and they won their sectional too. So they had a really strong team this year. But no, that was just, it was all part of that same thing that you see with the movie Hoosiers, even though it was fabricated and Angelo Pizzo, you know, just wrote it, you know, from, you know, he just made the whole thing up except for, you know, the games and winning that the Final Four. But
oh, don't tell me that. No, I'm kidding.
please.
It's Hollywood.
But
we all get Hollywood.
He went to Milan. He told me this. He went to Milan to try to write this based on everything that happened, and he couldn't find any conflict. And if you don't have any tension and conflict within a story, there's no
boring.
Story. So
yeah, it's boring.
He just had to fabricate it. But, you know, it's still an incredible high school movie about high school basketball, and it sure depicts what went on during that era. And this was only, like I said, this only happened 4 years later. So we're still, 1958.
Well, you actually have some conflict. So if Pizzo gets a hold of this, he can kind of write it true to life, right?
Well, it's too late for him. It's already been written.
Oh, no, well, I mean the screenplay.
I'd love for him to write a screenplay. No, he's been, it's been brought to his attention through another friend of mine.
Cool.
In fact, it was Ann Ryder.
I ran into her
around the holidays, and
find out what he's been doing.
And she said she knew him, and I think she mentioned it to him or something. He said, "No, I've written enough sports stories. I've written enough locker room speeches," is what he said.
Anyway,
there's a guy in L.A. shopping it, so maybe there'll be somebody out there that. That wants to do it, and we'll see what happens. But
it's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It'd be fun to see this thing because it's a great story. There's so many unusual things that occurred during this season as well, and so there's a lot of color to the story and a lot of characters for sure.
Tim Wright, with the Wright Brothers Band, also author of The Valley Boys, the story of...
The 1958 Springs Valley Blackhawks.
That's it, 1958 Springs Valley. You can get it at lulu.com. And what else? Any final thoughts? Thanks for sharing this with us. It's very cool.
Let me think. Book signing's in French Lick on the...
What?
You
want
to come down to French Lick?
When?
I've got a book signing on the 28th of this month.
Okay. We'll make sure this gets on before then.
28.
And is it going to be at the hotel or where's it going to be?
The French Lick West Baden Museum, which is quite a little
cool
museum to go see. It's really unique.
Very good. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Julie.
All right, Tim.
Thanks.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
All right. Happy Saturday. Thanks for being with us.
Yes.
We are excited to welcome Marilyn Wetzel to our program today. Marilyn is with Westport Homes. Welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Thank you. Welcome, Woo-hoo. Jody.
Now, if you've seen Boomer TV, you know Marilyn because she was on our season opener a couple of weeks ago, Tuesday nights, WFYI is when that TV show airs. And you saw us, hopefully, talk about baby boomers who are thinking about maybe moving into something different. Now, by different, I mean, maybe you're downsizing, maybe you're not. But what makes Westport a good choice for baby boomers, Marilyn?
Well, Westport really has investigated this whole gender of the market and the profile buyer. So we've really put things in like we do the low threshold showers, we do the wider doorways, we make everything more accessible to this customer. We do lawn care, snow removal, making it like a walk and go type of home. So people can just come in, enjoy their home, watch somebody else mow the lawn, do the snow, or if they go to Florida or Texas in the winter, it's taken care of.
You know, Marilyn, I've been in several of your homes, and it's not just those things. The homes are laid out beautifully. They're beautiful homes. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. We do put a lot into the interior. We do big islands. We find that the people that are wanting to have this type of home, the low-maintenance home, don't want to give up style, don't want to give up the elegance. They really want the cutting edge part of the architectural design, and we incorporate that. We do, the coffered ceilings, we do archways, just really make it a beautiful, elegant home for these people.
I noticed when we did our piece for Boomer TV, one of the things that stood out, well, obviously, the island in the kitchen, bar none, was my favorite feature. Incredible. I mean, you could do anything from changing a grandchild to having a big dinner party. I mean, don't do all of that at the same time. But
well, we find that our people are very social. Either they have their church groups in or all their friends, grandkids over. They have the time and the energy to do this. They use the islands for entertaining, as you said, for grandchildren, making cookies, doing craft projects. That is part of what we try to incorporate in our design, specifically for this type of homeowner.
Well, the kitchen is the heart of the home, and I
it
think
truly
that you're,
is.
Yeah, they're laid out that way.
They really are. Even the way the open concept is in our homes, everyone should use in this boomer group. You should use every room. Don't have rooms anymore like living rooms that you don't use anymore. People want the great room. They want that whole open concept. We also do a lot of two-bedroom homes with dens because we do not want the kids to move back. So they make it real evident. No room.
Julie wants one.
I sound like a crazy person because I have a son that is currently living with me. You know, I love him dearly, but I really don't want him there.
No.
He knows
I mean,
that.
At this
he doesn't
point,
want to
we
be
want
there
the grandkids to come
right.
visit, not for too long, but you know.
I think you're speaking to me.
Well, I'm speaking to myself. We do a lot of sunrooms. We do a lot of private rooms, too, because we find, I've been married 38 years. If my husband and I didn't have our separate spaces,
right.
there might be a little
that.
Bit of issues here.
I hear you.
So we tend to do sunrooms for the ladies. We do bonus rooms or man caves for the men. We need to have our own spaces and our own activities.
Well, and I think about that with my house. I don't have a huge house, but... I like to have places to go in my house,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily to get
mm-hmm.
away from people, but you know, there's a place I like to have my coffee and look at my computer. There's a place, you know, I like to cook in the
yeah,
kitchen. I like to have
read a book,
yeah,
or, you know,
take a bath, whatever
sunrooms.
It is.
A lot of people do plants, so they're just beautiful rooms.
They are. They really are. You've
well,
got
well, they got the high ceilings too. Don't forget.
Yeah, the high ceilings make them so seem spacious, and they actually are. I mean, the home that we shot in, how many square feet was that home? Because it was there was plenty of room.
Yeah, that you know? Home was about 2,000 square feet.
Yeah.
I mean, we do homes anywhere from like 1,250 to maybe 2,200 square feet.
Okay. One of the things that struck me when we did the tour was the big master closet. It it was huge. I mean, you could put...
Well, you don't want to give away the clothes that one day you may get into again.
Right.
And,
or the shoes.
And we have a lot of stuff that we bring with us.
We do.
Got memories. We
That's
have to
funny.
Put them somewhere.
Right. It's
the
so
higher
true.
Vanity so we don't have to lean over.
Oh, in the bathroom. She's talking about the higher vanities, which, you know, those are really, that is a very nice feature.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, mm-hmm. it is. But we do give a lot of storage because we still have stuff that... you know, our kids don't want our stuff, so we have to find room for our stuff.
And we don't want to get rid of all our stuff. I mean, some of it, but not all of it. There was a lot of storage in the kitchen, too. So there's only is there a lot of storage in the bathrooms, but the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. And we do we pay a lot of attention to our lighting because we need to have certain kinds of lighting at a certain age. We like to have the under cabinet lighting so that we can just put it on at night if we have to get up and go grab a snack. Which we shouldn't do, but we do. And we can see.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nightlight.
It is.
An adult nightlight, yep.
The other thing that the kitchens do that are great is I find that at this age, more and more husbands and wives like to cook together.
Okay.
And that's such an intimate thing to do. They find maybe the man's never cooked, and so he wants to get into it, and the two of them can cook together, and that's a very intimate thing to share.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those at home, but maybe one day. Maybe one day.
If you want to eat.
Well, I told him, I mean, it was the first week we were married. I said, you're going to have to learn how to make a sandwich or you will starve.
That's right.
I did tell him that. And he hasn't starved yet. So
how many years?
Well, have you trained him?
Long time. One of the other features that I have to bring out is the, and then you wouldn't think about it unless somebody pointed it out to you. is the door handles, like going in and out of the different rooms in the house. You don't have that twisty doorknob that you can't get a grip on, that your hand kind of has to grab. I don't even know what you call them, a lever handle?
It's a lever handle. And for me, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I have found in the last few years, I need those handles, and I see how important they are. It's such a little feature, but such a huge feature.
Well, you know, another thing those are good for is if you have your hands full, you can use your elbow to open the door.
Good point. Absolutely.
Only you would think of that, Mary Pat.
Well,
she's always got her arms full.
Yeah, that's it.
Always.
The other thing we're finding is our people really love the porches.
Yeah.
They love to sit out in their porches. And, you know, in the evening, you come by about 4:30 in the afternoon, and everybody's visiting everybody, going to the porches, having their wine or their iced tea or their lemonade.
Watching the sunset, yeah.
This is a very social group, very active.
Are you talking about the communities, the Westport communities in general?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And just our
active.
Age group. Yeah.
I mean, we're not old. We may think we're old, but we're not old anymore. We still want to do all the things. We have the time, the energy, and the money to do them.
So you mentioned the porches. Now, the porches are enclosed, indoor. You probably have a choice to have a deck or, you know, a patio kind
you
of
do,
a thing.
You do, but we do plans that have front porches that are included in our home.
Ooh.
So, you know, you can sit on the front porch and sit and watch the world go by, talk to your neighbors. We also have the covered porches. We have sunrooms. So there's a lot of different features that we offer.
And that loft is nice, too.
Oh, true. The bonus space for the guys, the loft
that's
area.
The craft room for a lady at the man cave.
Where the grandkids sleep when they're over. Oh, no, that's the other side of the house bedroom.
Yeah.
They
well, they
are
can go up
smart.
And play there, and then all the noise goes down into the garage.
Oh, you guys were thinking. You had some boomers thinking about these plans for sure. So let's go back to the bathroom and talk about the showers, because these showers are to die for.
They all
cool.
have seats.
They have like a little bench in the corner.
Yeah, a little bench.
Really nice.
So we can sit down. They all have little cubbies you can put your shampoo in, and they're all very large. They're all about 5 feet large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
and
look
wide
longer.
Enough for all of us and our multitude of sins. and I'm talking fat.
You're killing me
here.
You know what? A standard shower, though, to go back to measurements, is like 3x3, and yours are 5 feet. So
yeah, they
significantly
very long.
Bigger. Yeah,
they are.
So,
and most of the boomers really don't want to get in and out of the tub anymore. We do offer a tub if they want one in the other bath, but most of them want the shower.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the grandkids bath, you know, I'm a bath person. I got to have at least a bath somewhere in the house. And I like that you have
and
that
And we
option.
Offer that, yeah.
Yeah, that's
we
great.
We offer that in the other one.
Great to have that
the
option.
The other thing that's important is that we're pre-wired for security systems.
Oh.
So you can just lock up your home, go away. Everything's taken care of.
You know what? I would like to have you back on the show. I'd like to spend quite a bit of time talking about that security system. And just maybe we can do a show and have you back and talk about just the electronics and updates and things that boomers can use in a Westport home should they choose.
Okay.
For safety.
That
for,
would be great.
You know, I recently got a robot vacuum. I mean, these kinds of things boomers are looking for. So I want to hear about the safety and security. We'll have you back, Marilyn Wetzel with Westport Homes. That okay?
Yes, thank you, Julie. Thank you, Mary Pat.
No, thanks for coming. Or
wonderful.
Thanks for being on the show.
All right. And you're listening to Boomer Radio, and we appreciate that right here on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio has a couple of sisters, or brothers, however you want to look at it. It's kind of like, we got a magazine, Boomer Magazine, and Boomer TV. We're triplets.
I never looked at them as children,
we're
but okay.
Well, I started watching This Is Us. What an amazing show. It follows triplets.
I guess I'm going to have to watch it.
Well, Jeremy's the one, our producer, that told me about it. I've been watching it. What a great show.
I've heard about it. My kids are talking about
good.
It, too.
It's good. Yeah. It's almost as good as the magazine, Boomer Magazine, and radio and TV.
You're a funny girl.
Let's talk about the magazine, where people can find it.
Yeah, almost any Kroger store, libraries, coffee shops, look around, you'll find it.
I drop them in my doctor's offices, too.
Well, and you know that, oh, I do too. Mm-hmm. People could follow a path from where I've been as to where the magazines
it's
are.
It's like Hansel and Gretel, the magazine crumb path.
Yeah. But you know, you can always go to the website and get the digital version, which you can just flip through on your laptop or whatever.
I have so many ladies that I work with that love that magazine and make the recipes. And we were just talking about it at lunch. Yeah, this past week.
I love hearing that.
And Jan, I'll shout out to Jan, who was like, I saw the TV show. And I said, I know. She goes, I know. It's so good. So the TV show is on WFYI, Tuesday nights at 7:30. What can we look forward to seeing this week?
Well, Children's Museum with Michael Atwood.
Oh, the new sports legends area?
Yes, cool. The new sports legends. Michael never disappoints. We also have an encore program, which is about boomers who are reinventing themselves for various reasons.
Smart.
Whether, you know, they retired or they need a job or whatever. It's really very interesting. It's a program underwritten by IUPUI.
Oh, cool.
And then we've got, this one's hilarious. This is the Hat Lady. She's down at the Stutz Building.
Oh.
And she reinvented herself, and she makes hats.
I wonder if she'll make me a fascinator for the upcoming royal wedding.
I bet she will.
She will. That's neat.
And then, one you ought to know about, Rocksteady Boxing.
Oh, my gosh. You will meet a woman named Marcia Barnes who was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn, if you haven't heard about Rocksteady Boxing, how boxing can help with the symptoms. It helps these Parkinson's patients deal with the symptoms. And it's incredible. This lady's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is definitely a good one. And then the other one we went to Saffron Cafe.
The Saffron Cafe, that's Indian, correct?
Yes. No, Moroccan?
Moroccan.
He's from Morocco.
I don't even know. Saffron is yellow, I know that.
Yeah, well, the thing that's really cool is that the master chef there, the gentleman who owns it, he has figured out how food can change your life. Say you have stomach problems or whatever. He can help. Go there, check it out.
I can't wait to see it.
Yep.
Boomer TV, you'll see it on WFYI 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. Have a great weekend.